Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're not a guy who, like, will send food back, right?
No, I'm definitely more... Well, it depends on what setting, right? I'm not confrontational by nature, so typically if I'm at a restaurant, I'll have my wife send it back. Thank you very much. It depends. Like, if I order steak and they bring me out a hamburger, we got a problem. But if I order a steak and I ordered it medium rare, which is how I like my steak, and it comes out medium, I'll probably just eat the medium and not even fret about it.
All right, so Vanessa and I have a very similar situation where I normally wouldn't be the person to do this, but... Because Vanessa just is non-confrontational, I feel like I have to stick up for her. Like, so I end up, and then so I've started doing things on my very own that I normally wouldn't do just because I'm now so used to it that I've kind of destigmatized it in my head, the idea of, hey, so sorry, but this wasn't what I ordered. Like a couple weeks ago, we ordered a bunch of chicken nuggets from a fast food joint, and we ordered like 40, and we looked in, and there were 20. Now, the price difference is like $10. It was a matter of principle.
That's
like,
still a decent amount. That's a good amount of money to have that be wrong. Like, and so because I worked in restaurants, I am of the belief, like, especially in that situation, and that's not, I mean, that's fast food, but like, they want to get that right.
Yeah.
And so like they it's not like they're trying to jip you out of the 20 nuggets intentionally.
They're just busy.
They're just busy.
Yep.
It happens.
So this brings to the case, Mac told me about this late last week. Mac, walk us through your bagel debacle here.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of extra time in the morning, so I stopped to get some breakfast. So I stop in, I order a breakfast sandwich, a couple of bagels, and go from there. And I'm waiting for them to, you know...
You're ordering for multiple people there, huh? What are you doing the night prior?
I think he might be the multiple people. Were they both for you?
Wait, you had a breakfast sandwich and a couple bagels as your order?
I had like the bagel for later, basically.
The bagel for later.
Yeah.
See, you were acting like he was courting someone.
I'll own up to it.
The bagel for later.
Yeah.
I don't hate the move. I'm not aware of the move. The bagel for later move.
Yeah, you've never done the order two things at once and then have the second thing later?
No, I like to eat it on the spot. And I've admitted before, the fattest thing I've ever done is go from one fast food place to another fast food place because I like certain French fries at different spots. I'll do that.
No, I don't think but that's never, fat. I think that's a connoisseur perfection.
I've never been like, let me order two sandwiches. I'll eat the one now and then I'm going to save the one for later. I don't do that.
I'm gonna go in with Ken on this one. Ken will order something from Chinese and then order another thing for later. I do that all the time. I'll order like I'll do like chicken on a stick and like crab rangoon for lunch, and then I'll do like sweet and sour chicken for later in the day.
So I'm not the biggest fan of I'll reheat things. I'll do that, but I do believe
eating it cold.
I do believe that it gets worse anytime you have to reheat it and put it up.
Oh, I don't know, like sweet
or
and sour
cold,
chicken.
Never.
Sweet and sour chicken. It really when it gets a little cold, it still slaps.
Like I ordered duck. We went out Saturday night, and yeah, I like duck. I'm a big fan of duck. And we went out Saturday night, and then I had it for lunch today before I came to the station. I heated it up, and I'm like, this tasted. I should have just ate it there. I should have just been stuffed and ate it there because I just nowhere close.
I think that's more of a duck problem. than a you
duck
problem.
Gets a bad rap. I love duck. Well, every now and again.
Duck is great when first cooked. It's not a leftover.
I don't do a bagel for later, though. That's not something I've ever really done.
I think it's genius, Mac. I think you were being efficient, and it stopped you from paying another upcharge later.
I was just hoping you got some action the night prior is really what I was hoping for.
I'm a little more realistic.
So
I also love the idea of him getting in my head, him getting action and then being like, you know what? I'm gonna go get us some bagels.
Let me go.
I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna get us some bagels.
Well, carbs.
Let's
right?
Do that.
You had some good cardio the night before.
Exactly right.
I think. Yeah. By the way, if you ever get in that situation again,
you wait here. I'll get us some bagels.
I don't put it like that. Maybe, but also if you're still in the bed with them, maybe just get them DoorDashed to you. But yeah, the double bagel.
Ah, DoorDash is an upcharge.
Hey, I was gonna. I think they
earned
it.
It's worth it.
I think they earned it. Right? There was a sacrifice there. There was a gift given.
So
you can give a gift back.
That's how I'm incredibly cheap, is I never do any of the delivery services because I'm like, that's just too much of an upcharge. I'll go get it myself.
But in this case, it's weirder if he goes after, night together.
Yes, for sure.
It's weird to then go back and double back.
That's what made it humorous to me, is him leaving the girl there and being like, I got it. Bagels in the morning.
Well, but that's better than like if you got
Mac,
McDonald's.
Nice to meet me. Yeah.
But isn't that better than like if he went to McDonald's down the road and did it? I think a bagel.
Same purpose.
A bagel does not. No. A bagel has a different connotation than just something you get at a fast food joint.
I mean, unless you knew she really liked coffee or something like that, you know? Some people just, they love their morning coffee. You want to get ahead of it that way.
You need like a 3-course meal when he comes back?
The Mac difference right there. It's not just one night of passion. It's about the breakfast buffet the morning after.
It's true. You get a buffet at night.
Yeah,
get a buffet in the morning. Yeah.
It's
so the breakfast sandwich.
Mac. Nice to meet me.
So the breakfast sandwich that I ordered. I order the breakfast sandwich. I order the couple of bagels. and the problem is, so they call up my name for the order. I pick it up, and as I walk back to the car, I realize. Not only did they, they messed up the breakfast sandwich. They gave me a different breakfast sandwich than what I ordered.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, I guess I'll have the other bagels. Both bagels were burnt.
Oh, nope.
How far are you? You're in the car?
Yeah. I had walked back to the car and gotten into the car.
Oh, because you haven't left the premise yet.
No.
Yeah, so I would go back. In that instance, I'm going back.
All right, so real quick. So was the other breakfast sandwich, that was at least... Would you still have eaten it even though you didn't order it?
I still ate it, yeah.
Okay, because like in some places they just have like 4 or 5 good breakfast sandwiches. It might not be what I ordered, but if it's still a good sandwich, well, hell, I'll try it. It's when you burn bagels. There's no coming back from a burnt bagel.
How burned are we talking?
Like it was like charred on the outside. Ooh. It was like blackened on the outside.
All right, so how did you act again?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I looked at them like, well, I guess I'm going to just have the sandwich. Oh, I guess that's it.
This is...
Wait, you threw out the bagels? instead of even just going up, going back into the place and saying, you got this wrong?
See, because
maybe
I also
have a different level of non-confrontational than I thought.
And Mac is definitely a lot less confrontational than you.
Yeah. So I also used to work in a restaurant as well, and I'm just like, I don't really want to put that on them. I'm just like, look.
But it is on them. They screwed up
right,
your order.
And they want to get that right. You got to give them the opportunity to get that right.
Sure. But
I'm already
committed at this point, and I knew like there were another like four or five people that were also inside of the business. So I'm like, they already got enough people there. I know that I'm already like the time that I have, the extra time that I had is going to be lost by the time that they get done with my order.
So I have left fast food places, gone all the way back home, and by the time I made it home, realized they'd given me the wrong thing and just dealt with it because I didn't want to drive back.
Maybe this is how I've changed. If you screw up two pieces of food, meaning they're not edible, it's not exactly what I wanted, or you gave me different, but like it cannot be eaten. There's no way in hell I'm not going back in. I just couldn't do it. And honestly, because
I think you have to go back in.
One, they should know. Like as like a professional courtesy, you guys do this for a living. If I walked around screwing up other people's food, because the problem is you're less likely to go back there in the future because of those burnt bagels.
Yeah,
you're the ultimate pushover.
You go back in, it's like giving them a free quality control service.
Yeah.
See, and I also felt a little bit bad too because of the fact that they were short staffed as well. So like they only had a couple of people working.
Like, Mac, at some point, buddy. Like, I mean, listen, we're both ADHD brothers here, so I have some of the same internal dialogue that plays out in my head. But every time I bring it back round to, nope, they screwed up my bagel, I think this needs to be righted. I think we gotta work up a little. I don't think you're going to get the night buffet to give them the breakfast buffet if you're going to be this kind of pushover.
I mean, look, I'm just trying to... I felt bad for the people that were working, at least. That's the only thing. So I felt like, hey, you know what?
You shouldn't feel bad about your breakfast. Your breakfast got completely ruined.
I felt like I was committed to it by the time I got back to the car anyway. So I'm just like, hey, you know what? Like, it's fine. I'll deal. Like, I'm okay with it.
I get it if you got in the car and you drove all the way to work or something and you're like, listen, it's 20 minutes back and then I got to do another 20 minutes. I get that, but you're in the parking lot still.
So if you called your cable provider and like my service is out and they're like, we can't help you with that, would you just go, all right, have a great day?
No, because I'm at least on the phone with them already.
I probably would. I don't want to deal with them.
Right, guys accidentally shut off my gas. No, we didn't. All right, I'll pay it down the line. I mean, this is a fundamental. Like, listen, I say this with love and respect. I'm not judging you, but I am judging you. We just need to, you gotta have a little bit, because to me, it's self-respect.
I totally get that.
Right? We gotta.
He gets it.
I get it.
He's like, I know.
You see,
this
you're
looks.
Laying down now. Tell me to go bleep myself. Like,
yeah,
come
what kind
on
of, what
now.
Kind of test run
say
can we go?
It with your chest.
How do we practice this? How do we do like real life? I'm watching a lot of Nathan Fielder, the rehearsal. He just rehearsals everything. How do we do that? How do we test run this for you?
Are you just going to go into a restaurant and tell them, hey, the guy that walks in after me, make sure you screw up his order?
I think you should come in here. You should hand me $15. I'll give you half of a banana, and then we see what you do from there.
I mean, I think I've been trying to like teach you
Nick
about
can,
this
Nick can
for
kick
a while.
You in the stones, and we'll call it a day.
Like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do this for a while. It's why I haze you a little bit. I'm trying to provoke a backbone.
That's
there.
Why. Yep. That's why. You see it all.
You're
going to
be a better man for it.
That's the reason. He's giving you the fatherly love that you never experienced.
He experienced until he didn't experience it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. See? There we go.
So I had 14 years of that.
216-474-0092. All right. If they just make food that you cannot ingest as a human, then do you go back in? John Fanta will answer that question and get his thoughts on whether it's too early to say whether the Gardos are a playoff team or not in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.